And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Jeanette Sadler-Taylor talks about fantasy.
In the classic good news, bad news story, I applied for my longtime fantasy job. My work career required that I wear office attire and be civil to people. Overall, these were good things. But like most everyone, I had days where alternative dress and behavior looked very appealing. That thought in mind was how I came upon my fantasy job. Hark back in the storehouse of your memory to the catalog and store service merchandise. There was this very nice showroom where you made your selections, but behind the scenes there was the warehouse. Select your merchandise in the showroom, and in a short time, out it would roll on the conveyors from the warehouse. This worked much like your luggage popping out onto the carousel at the airport. Like the baggage handlers, unseen, but there nonetheless, were the folks in the warehouse, the order pickers. Or maybe they were elves. Who knows? They were unseen. Anyway, I thought that that would be the job for me. Back there alone in ratty clothing and comfy shoes, trotting around talking to myself, saying rude things such as, "Look at this! Why in the hell would anybody buy this hideous thing?" I would say, even aloud, not just in my mind, as I was all alone, as I order-picked and slapped the item onto the conveyor. This was my idea of the perfect antidote to decorum of dress and manner, my fantasy. So when Better World Books advertised for part-time order-pickers in their book warehouse, it was a smile-making as much as my old service merchandise fantasy. It sprang back to life. I'm retired. I could cram a few hours a week of work into my schedule. I could become an unseen order-picking elf with books. Nice and early, I presented myself for the application process. Just as I suspected, based on my dealings with the company as a customer, the people there were wonderful. Since I was also collecting a book that I had ordered, I introduced myself and said that my purpose for being there was twofold, to pick up and to apply. Laura, staffing the reception desk, immediately endeared herself to me by telling me that she recognized my voice from the Michiana Chronicles. Gratified at meeting, as the car talk guys say, my listener, I was ready to jump through the hoops of the application process with nary a rude utterance. Completing the application was doable. Laura then reviewed my efforts and, as I was preparing to leave, to my surprise, said that they were doing interviews and invited me to stay. Since I had some question about my ability to lift 50 pounds, I was introduced to Zach, the warehouse manager. By the way, all of these people looked tolerably young to me, as I must have looked fairly old to them. However, in today's workplace, we all pretended that we hadn't observed that. Zach took me into the warehouse, explained how the picking process works, and showed me some pickers. They, too, might have been young. He then gave me the opportunity to lift a bin of picked books. That went okay. I didn't herniate myself. That being so, now it was on to see Sharon. These people were giving me every chance at fulfilling my fantasy. Sharon had two tests. One involved a sample picking and the other keyboarding. Given the choice, I decided to begin with picking. I was to pick 7 predetermined books from the shelves in 5 minutes. In a not-the-brightest-bulb-on-the-tree move, I began by attempting to select a book from the top shelf. As a vertically challenged person, bluntly put, this was a dumb move. Realizing this, with the clock ticking, I was ready to throw in the towel. Sharon graciously offered me the opportunity to begin again, but I felt like a small child being offered a do-over, and had what I hope was the good grace to decline, thank her, and stop wasting her time. The bad news? Some fantasies cannot be fulfilled. Sadly, I am forced to humbly conclude that I'm not qualified to be an order-picker elf. Guess that it's a good thing that I have appropriate office attire and was trained to display a modicum of civility. The good news? I now better know how my orders from Better World Books get to me, and I have an even greater respect not just for the printed word, but for the picked, hefted, packed, and delivered printed word. For Michiana Chronicles, this is Jeanette Sadler-Taylor.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.